Welcome to A Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas.
Oh, Christmas isn't just a day. It's a frame of mind.
Everything from shopping to decorating to books and movies for our favorite holiday season. It was the time of big hair, shoulder pads, and skinny ties, glam makeup, MTV, and some of the best music that ever came across the radio. This new trend in music coming across to the U.S., welcome to new wave and alternative rock. And many of these groups dabbled in holiday music. So here, an alternative look at Christmas music coming up with Ricky Meese with some of the underrated, lesser-known gems you might want to add to your holiday playlist. But first, Christmas news. I'm Mary Richards. Christmas tree growers who have faced declining sales for years say demand is up this year. Wholesale growers and small farms alike say customers are showing up earlier than normal, and there are more of them. They want to renew the tradition of having a fresh cut tree to remind them of better years. Meanwhile, the U.S. Forest Service suggests you could even cut your own Christmas tree in a national forest if you can. Get a permit because they say it's healthy to thin the forests of some of these smaller trees. And with fewer trees, there's less competition for the sunlight and more room for the forest's flora to grow. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is reassuring his youngest residents that Father Christmas will not be stopped by COVID-19. He wrote back to reassure an 8-year-old's concerns and posted the letter on Twitter, adding, "It's a good idea to put out the hand sanitizer by the Christmas cookies." The pandemic will not stop kids from tracking Santa Claus's progress as he delivers kids around the globe on Christmas Eve. The North American Aerospace Defense Command has announced that NORAD will track Santa on December 24th, just as it has done for 65 years. But not every child will be able to get through to the call center. Oddly flavored candy canes are popping up all over store shelves, but these might be the weirdest. How about ketchup and shiitake mushroom flavored candy canes? There's also pho. A Seattle-based novelty shop proclaims they're the best one to eat with French fries, and you can get these candy canes at McPhee.com. That's Christmas news, and now here's Ricky Meese.
Welcome to another episode of the Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas Podcast. I am so excited for this episode. We're going to open up a new genre of Christmas music for you. If you're not already aware, we're going to talk about a new wave and alternative Christmas music. And joining me today is Mr. West from KLO 103.1 The Wave here in Salt Lake City.
Ho, ho, ho.
Mr. West, give us a little bit of an intro about yourself.
Well, as you mentioned, I'm on afternoons at 103.1 The Wave and have a good time there. I also work for Deseret News, so I have two loves in life. It's radio and news, and I get to do a little bit of both. So okay. I feel pretty lucky about that.
Well, I am so glad you were willing to take a little bit of time to join me. We are here to talk about new wave music. There are a lot of reasons I wanted to cover this type of holiday show with this particular type of Christmas music. It's something I already enjoy, but I think it can be overlooked for a variety of reasons by a lot of people. And I think they're going to be in for a little bit of surprise with how much fun and solid holiday tunes we're going to talk about. So
cool.
I'm just going to ask people, expand your listening reach, keep an open mind, and maybe you're going to find a surprise or two in holiday music variety. So, Mr.
Yes.
I recently saw online. That's you, Mr. West. I recently saw online an interesting post. It was by Gene Bean Baxter, who was part of big radio in K-Rock in Los Angeles, California.
Love K-Rock.
Yep. He was part of the Kevin and Bean morning show, and when that show ended, he moved back to England. But here's what blew my mind. He posted, "I have about 3,300 Christmas CDs, and I know that because they're the only ones I packed to bring with me to Europe. Also, I have a constantly in progress Christmas playlist on my phone of over 4,000 songs."
Wow.
Now, mister, I thought I had a fairly nice collection of holiday music, but these numbers,
I didn't know there were 4,000 Christmas songs.
I didn't either. It was
crazy. Incredible.
You and I are fellow radio geeks, and as you mentioned, you have a foot in two worlds, news and music.
Uh-huh.
You were part of Salt Lake City of a morning team, a successful morning team years ago, and now you do Afternoon Drive on 103.1 The Wave.
Right.
So let's talk new wave Christmas music. I have broken this up into three segments.
Okay.
The first one, the standards, those typical hits many are already familiar with, but they may not realize they're included in the new wave genre. Second, suggestions, artists and songs that are worth checking out and giving a listen. And three, surprises, artists or songs that have caught you by surprise for good or ill.
Ricky, you're so organized. Look at you. Three categories. Good job.
I had to.
Okay,
so let's talk about these standards. What are some of the top new wave Christmas songs and or artists that were hits for you?
Well, I would say, how about Winter Wonderland by Eurythmics? That's a good version. I don't know if you remember, it was a very special Christmas CD that came out. I don't know what year it was, maybe 85 or something. And there was a lot of these cool ones that kind of became more popular, like Winter Wonderland from Eurythmics, Gabriel's Message from Sting, Christmas Baby Please Come Home from U2. That's one of them. You know, you have your standards like Last Christmas from Wham, Little Drummer Boy, David Bowie, and Bing Crosby. And, of course, Do They Know It's Christmas from Band-Aid. I would think those are the standards. Of course, there's various versions of Band-Aid. Yeah, the original in 84, there was a version after 20 years, and there was another version after 30 years, Band-Aid 20, Band-Aid 30. But the original is the best, of course.
Well, a lot of the standards that I have are some of these very same ones.
Yeah.
One of the ones I will add is, and it's mostly because it just keeps popping up, is The Waitresses with Christmas Wrapping. Now,
oh yeah.
If you know the song I Know What Boys Like, then that's The Waitresses, and it has that distinct sound on Christmas Wrapping. A lot of these are very much the same that I hear every year, whether it's going to be Band-Aid, Wham, Bing and Bowie, Sting, and you too, Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. But there's one I'm going to throw in there.
Okay,
and
what else?
You're familiar with it. It's The Pogues with Fairy Tale of New York. But we're going to talk a little bit more about that later. But speaking of you two, a mutual friend of ours, I asked DJ Mike Summers. He's been in Utah radio for over 35 years. He
Who?
Does his own.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Okay.
He does his own podcast, and he also runs an online radio station at utahsmountain.com. But I catch him on weekends on 103.1 The Wave, and Mike is a huge U2 fan, and he suggested their version of I Believe in Father Christmas. Now, he also called me out on the song Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid, saying that for true holiday new wavers, it's a classic for them.
Do you not believe that?
I do, but
okay.
I think for me, it just got overplayed for a long time. So despite me saying
that. A lot of people think that.
Yeah. Despite me saying that, I do have to give it to them because it was a huge hit. And if you look at the video, the amount of artists that are in that
was
so impressive.
That was what was amazing. Back then, there had been no such thing as artists working together.
Right.
This was the very first time that you would see different bands come together to do a song. That had never happened before in 1984. So that was a huge deal to have so many huge names and so many bands that were a part of Band-Aid. All of them were British bands or from there, except one. There was only one U.S. band from America that was in Band-Aid. Do you know what that is?
I did not know, but you're going to tell me.
I'll tell you, Kool and the Gang.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know they were in there.
But I would not have grouped them with New Wave.
No, not really. But that I read something, though, recently where Bob Geldof, he's the one that kind of wrote it and started that whole thing, wrote that song. But he doesn't like that song. So you're not alone. He thinks it's a very wimpy song, and he's apologized for making it because so many people have heard it over and over. But to me, it's not Christmas without hearing Do They Know It's Christmas from Band-Aid, especially the extended version where all the artists introduce themselves.
Yeah.
That's fun.
If you look at that video, I think it's does it start with Paul Young? I think so. But it goes through Duran Duran, Sting. It's got a ton of people on there.
Oh, yeah.
Phil Collins. And you're right. Most of it did happen with English artist, which that's really where we get a lot of influence for the new wave genre. So it is a pretty impressive video and song if you think about it. All right, let's move on to suggestions. Okay. And suggestions of new wave Christmas songs that you think people would like if they just branch out and give them a try. I think some of the ones we mentioned here may also cross over into surprises. I know they were for me.
Yes.
And that happened because another coworker and friend of yours indulged me with this little ditty. This boy, Chet the Pinhead Tap. He chimes in.
I know him.
Him. You know what? He's like, what's that hybrid for a human Google? A gooman? a hoogle?
Something like that. Chet's been called a lot of things.
A lot of things. Yeah. Which we those have a are, clean rating
those
here.
Those are pretty good. I mean, those are nice. The nicer ones I've heard.
Well, he is pretty impressive on his show. He does Morning Drive on 103.1 The Wave here in Salt Lake City. Uh-huh. Chet the Pinhead Tap comes in with Captain Sensible One Christmas Catalog. Now, he does seem like he's fully loaded with all kinds of background music, information about the artists, the songs, the settings. But here's what he had to say about this particular song.
Okay.
The only Christmas song, and I do emphasize only on that, the only Christmas song that even matters is One Christmas Catalog from Captain Sensible. Funny story about that song. Back in 1990, when I was an intern at 91X San Diego, I was looking over the Christmas songs they were planning on playing and didn't see it listed. So I found a copy in their stash of LPs and took it to the program director. And by program director, Mr. West, I think we should just say that's the boss.
That's the boss, the guy in charge. Yep.
So he took it to the program director and asked, why weren't they playing the best Christmas song ever written? Nobody at the station had ever heard of it, and I was in shock. Well, Mr., this totally sounds like him, but I got to agree, it is a fun song. What do you think about this song?
I don't agree with Chet on a lot of things, but that's one I very much agree with. And that's one of my very favorite Christmas songs of all time. And very few people have heard of it. Captain Sensible. He was the lead singer of The Damned, but most people have never heard of them either.
Uh-uh.
But One Christmas Catalog, it's just a very unique new wave song from Captain Sensible. It's great.
I definitely think people should check that one out. And when I say check out these artists, just go to YouTube. Before you sink money into buying anything and downloading it, just go to YouTube, check out the artist, and see what they have. It's a great way of trying before you're buying.
There you go.
But what other suggestions would you personally offer that people should check out?
Okay, I've got a long list.
Okay,
all right, well, let me tell you. There's a song by No Doubt, Oi to the World. It's a lot of fun. It's upbeat, kind of loud. That's one of my favorites. But then I like the soft stuff, too. There's a version of Silent Night by Enya. I think it's a Chinese version called Oche Chuan or something like that. Don't quote me on that. I don't speak Chinese. But that's a beautiful song. How about She Won't Be Home for Christmas by Erasure? That's almost a classic, almost a standard there.
Well, it's Erasure, I mean.
you can't go wrong there, sure. You mentioned Christmas rapping from the Waitresses. There's one I like from XTC, Thanks for Christmas, which is a fun song. Frosty the Snowman from the Cocteau Twins. Oh, I'll tell you what, one of my favorites, What's This from Danny Elfman from Nightmare Before Christmas. There's a lot of good songs on that one that's fun.
But Danny Elfman is particularly special to you, and we should probably clarify who he is.
Well, most people know him because over the years he has been the composer of many movie soundtracks,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
He wrote the theme from The Simpsons and so many others. But before he did that, he was the lead singer of Oingo Boingo.
And you don't have a Halloween party without Dead Man's Party.
No.
So, all right.
Love that band. My favorite band, by the way.
They are a good band. I did see them in concert and pretty amazing. So, I've
seen them 14 times. Don't tell anyone.
Have you traveled to see them?
Oh, many times. We would go to Southern California every Halloween for many, many years to see them because they did annual Halloween shows there.
That was their shtick.
That was a road
Halloween,
trip. We always did
it
that.
It was them.
It was great. Yeah, huge.
All right. Any others that you want to suggest?
Let's see. There's so many others. I like Mr. Heat Miser. There's various versions of that one out there that are fun. Let's see. What Christmas Means to Me, Paul Young. Christmas time from Smashing Pumpkins.
Paul Young.
Yeah, you big fan. So there's a lot. Those are a lot of fun ones. There's you just have to look for them. But that's among some of the good ones that I would suggest.
All right. Well, I'm going to throw out a few.
Okay.
And I don't know if some of these will be surprises or suggestions or both, but I definitely think they're worth looking into. If you are anywhere in 2020, you have heard this band's song a lot. R.E.M., It's the End of the World. Now,
right.
If you just get past that song, they have huge hits. And Michael Stipe, he has a very kind of unique style with his vocals. But he does a version of Toyland. Now, I will warn you, it is not an overproduced song at all. I'm not even sure they were in a studio. It's maybe a step above a garage band sound. But Michael Stipe of R.E.M. doing Toyland. Another one I'm going to throw out there.
I don't know. I can't even remember that one, Ricky. I'm going to have to check that one out myself.
Okay. And these two bands, I kind of group them together just because of the part of the country they came from. The B-52s.
Now, oh, yeah.
They are just fun, the B-52s. They do a Happy New Year song to the Beatles tune, They Say It's Your Birthday. You need to go to YouTube and watch that one.
That sounds fun.
A couple of other groups I'm going to put together because being from Utah, we kind of have a little bit of an interest, a more personal interest in these groups. Brandon with the Killers and Imagine Dragons. Now, both of those bands have a lot of Christmas music that you could check out. And I would say if you are parents of teenagers or young adults or grandparents, tell those kids that you listen to Imagine Dragons Christmas music and you'll gain some points
with
it.
Get some points that way. Yeah. That's probably true, yeah.
Now, the Goo Goo Dolls, they've already done some Christmas. They are really into the holiday season. They've just released more Christmas music this season. Also, find some music from They Might Be Giants, The Fix. And this one may cross over into the surprise category, but it's none other than Billy Idol. Yes, the blonde British man-child does Christmas, and he does a lot of holiday tunes, so check him out. I think he needs to do a version of Rock the Baby Jesus Cradle of Love and turn that into a Christmas song. So
I'd buy that one, sure,
would you?
Definitely.
But he's really kind of surprising as far as Christmas music goes. Now, what about female artists?
Well, you can't go wrong with, I think the Bengals have a Christmas song,
yes,
I'm thinking about.
Light the Way and some other Christmas hits.
Yeah. Bananarama, one of my favorites. I still have a crush on Bananarama. I don't think
anybody would blame you for that.
No, I love those guys. I believe the Go-Go's did some Christmas, I believe, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, I think they have a version of that.
Yes, with Belinda Carlisle.
Good old Belinda.
Yep.
What others do you... I would think of... there's one... Let's see. Alison Moyet has This Coventry Carol. It's a kind of a haunting song.
Yeah.
That I like. Yeah,
she
that's cool.
has a really nice style.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the Cranberries? The Little Drummer Boy.
Yes.
They do a nice version.
The late, great Dolores O'Riordan.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just died not too long ago.
She is, like you said, she has a haunting style
so,
to
yes.
her voice, but... A lot of good songs there. And I'm also going to throw in 10,000 Maniacs. Now, Natalie Merchant, does a lot of Christmas songs with this, but some of the more popular ones are Christmas Without You and Children Go Where I Send Thee. But if you're familiar with 10,000 Maniacs, that's definitely a group to check out. But I'm also going to add one thought.
Okay.
This particular band has a female lead vocalist. They don't do a Christmas album as far as I know, but I wish they would, and that is The Cardigans. Do you remember?
Oh.
She has a really nice voice.
Love Fool, that was their big hit.
Yeah, I actually like the Erase and Rewind.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
They team up with Tom Jones to do a version of Burning Down the House, and it's nice.
Really?
It's just really nice.
Okay, I don't know that
but
one.
I wish she would do some Christmas music just because I think she has some nice vocals. Okay, what about some alternative Christmas music that might be considered surprises? Something that many may not necessarily know or expect to hear. Who you got, Mr. West?
Okay, so I got a few surprises. One of them, and this is like I feel a little guilty saying this, but it's a guilty pleasure. There's a Cheap Trick song. We all know the Cheap Trick song, I Want You to Want
Cheap
Me.
Cheap Trick.
Well, there's one, I Want You for Christmas. Basically, they just sing, I want you for Christmas over and over. But I happen to think it's fun. So I like that one. How about, well, there's one by Squeeze. I love the band Squeeze. And there's a song called Christmas Day. I would recommend you looking for that one. That's a fun song. That's a good one. Christmas Day from Squeeze.
Now, with Squeeze, if people aren't familiar with them, they are, but they probably don't know it. What are some of their past hits? And I'm sure it would come to mind.
Tempted is one. Tempted by the Fruit of Another. Black Coffee
in bed.
Yep. Yes. Hourglass was a big hit for them. Cool for Cats. There's a lot of stuff. They were huge in the UK. Not so big here in the United States, but a great new wave band.
But I would bet many people of our time frame, our era, would recognize them from MTV.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely. Yeah.
That's absolutely true. One of my big surprises, Ricky, would be a whole album, Bare Naked Ladies. They have a wonderful album called Bare Naked for the Holidays. There's 20 fun tracks on that. Christmas can't come without me listening to that multiple times. They have great versions of Jingle Bells, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, a great version with Sarah McLachlan. There's an original called Elf's Lament that is wonderful. I love it. Very, very clever. They have Hanukkah songs on there. That's a full album that I recommend from the Bare Naked Ladies. That's one of my surprises for you there.
Okay. I'm going to go with a few that I really like. One of them, and I liked this band a long time ago, The Smithereens. They do a version of Run, Run, Rudolph that does Chuck justice. That is definitely worth checking out.
Okay.
It's a little bit more of a harder guitar, edgy sound.
Yeah, Smithereens. That's good, though. Yeah,
but
that's fun.
It's very good. Also, this might be a little bit of a surprise, Panic at the Disco.
Oh, yeah?
They do a version of White Christmas. It has a real throwback feel, very respectful, and people who like the original or anything about that song and consider it sacred, that many Christmas diehards feel about that song, they live up to it, and they did not turn it into anything disgraceful by making it their own. They do a really good job. Erasure is another one that we just talked about. She Won't Be Home, Lonely Christmas. They have some other ones. If you remember these guys, Aha. Okay.
Take on me. Sure.
Okay. One of the singers, Morten Harket, does a Christmas
song. He's Norwegian, you know.
He is. He is handsome. And he does a song called A Kind of Christmas Card. It's kind of nice. And then I'm also going to throw in, you've already mentioned it, Paul Young, What Christmas Means to Me. One that I'm also adding, I'm going to see if I can get away with this, Nick Kershaw, The Riddle. It counts because it mentions wise men. And that's about all.
I never realized that. Okay.
But
you can count that as a Christmas song. Why not?
But he and Kim Wilde also do a version of Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Oh,
so
cool.
If we're going to be nitpicky. But there are definitely some songs that some of these artists have attempted, and some of these groups maybe should have left alone a little bit.
Oh.
What are some of the ones we should warn people about?
Oh, well, I think there's a Blue Christmas version from Dead or Alive that is probably the worst song I've ever heard in my life. So stay away from that one.
Because I like that.
Well, I love Dead or Alive too, but oh boy, not this one. No, don't stay away from that one. That's the only one that comes to mind. Do you have some you dislike?
Yeah, and as much as I throw them out because I really like them, I also have to. This is a double-edged sword. It's REM again.
Yeah.
They have some that are really good and then some that get really dark and really, ugh. Now, if you're into that sort of thing for Christmas, then maybe check them
dark
out.
And, ugh.
Yeah. But in my humble opinion, REM kind of goes across the line with some of those when I know that they can do so much else with some of the regular Christmas music. Okay, so last one. Let's add your voice to this one, Mr. West. Mike Summers and I went head-to-head on this one. But I've come to decide there's really no loser because both variations of this classic song, they're so well done.
Okay,
Mr. Grinch. You're a mean one,
you're
Mr.
You're a mean one, Mr.
And
Grinch.
And I know who you're going to say, so who are you familiar with it the most?
There's a band called Whirling Dervishes. They do a great version of that we like to play on the Wave, and that's a fun one. So that's my vote. Is that the one Mike liked?
It is.
Okay.
It is. And so I had to check it out because I had not heard it before.
Oh, yeah?
Loved it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Loved it. But the one
Whirling Dervishes. That's a fun name for
it
a
band. It is. And you really have to make sure you spell it correctly when you go searching for it.
That's probably true. Be careful. Watch your feet. Watch what you're typing.
But I'm going to go with Brian Setzer of Stray Cats.
Oh, yeah.
Now, with Brian Setzer, he does a Christmas tour every year. He didn't do it last year because he had... What is it called, the ringing in the ear? Tinnitus?
Tinnitus, I think
yes.
So. Yeah, yeah.
And so he had to cancel last...
No, that's something else. That's Christmas.
We just did an episode on that. But he does a good version of Mr. Grinch as well. But Brian Setzer does a big band, and he has that throwback. It's just incredible. So you think about him with rockabilly, but his musical stylings go across many, many varieties of music, but that is one song. You can't go wrong with either version of it.
And
so.
Few people can play a guitar like Brian Setzer.
You know, he doesn't get as noticed for his guitar playing.
No, but he's great.
He is. It's pretty incredible. I've heard that if you see him perform in concert for his Christmas shows, he really just has a lot of fun.
Well, that's cool.
All right.
I didn't know that.
So we've covered a lot of ground for a New Wave Christmas, but if you had your top... Instead of a top 10 list, I'm going to cut it to top 3 or 5.
Okay, I'm cheating already because I've got a top 6. I couldn't narrow it down anymore.
Okay, go ahead.
So I got a top 6. Coming at number 6. Now, I don't know. You may disagree with this one, but it's a classic. Everybody knows it, but I still like this song. I actually love this song. Last Christmas from Wham.
Okay.
So I know I may lose some... man points
no.
or something, but
George Michael, I
like George Michael. That's a great classic song. Number 5, I would say the extended version of Do They Know It's Christmas. Like I say, for Christmas, it's not Christmas for me without hearing that classic. Number 4, I mentioned earlier, Christmas Day from Squeeze. A nice, beautiful Christmas song that I really enjoy. Number 3, Oi to the World, No Doubt. It's fun, it's loud, it's upbeat, it's great. Check it out. Oi to the World from No Doubt. Number 2 is on that Bare Naked for the Holidays album that mm-hmm. I mentioned from the Bare Naked Ladies, mm-hmm. Elf's Lament. It's very, very fun.
It's
a good song. That's what that comes in at number 2 on my top favorites. And number 1, are you ready?
Okay.
One Christmas Catalog,
no.
Captain Sensible. I'm agreeing with Chet Tapp earlier. That's my very favorite Christmas new wave song.
Okay, well...
All right, what's your list?
Okay, this is really hard for me because I've decided that trying to pick a top 10 list or a top 5 is kind of like warehouse shopping for me, and I have a love-hate relationship with Costco. So it's like you have too many options, too much ground to cover, and too short of time. But on that note... I'm going to throw out a few.
Okay.
They're in no particular order.
Well, that's cheating. If you didn't put them in order, that's cheating.
Okay, well, then they're in this order.
Okay, this order. All right,
I am going to go with Sting's Gabriel's Message.
So pretty.
Because it feels like a medieval song to me almost, and that you could almost hear this in a monastery with the monks singing. But the video is just as surprising because it's kind of ethereal, and then he... comes down to the end of the song and there are angels dancing around of what you think is going to be Gabriel, but it's not Gabriel in that close-up shot. So check that out.
Okay, I support that one.
Okay.
I'll tell you if I approve of them.
Okay. All right. The next one I'm going with, definitely the Smithereens' Run, Run, Rudolph.
Okay.
It's excellent. I'm also adding the Whirling Dervishes with Mr. Grinch.
Oh, you've been converted.
I have.
Good
and
job.
I'm throwing in one we didn't really mention, but I'm going to add this. It's Slade or I Don't Know How They Found Me, which is a group. Merry Christmas, Everybody. Now, that was huge in England. And it's,
what's the band?
I Don't Know How They Found Me.
Really? Okay.
Now, it was originally done by Slade.
I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah.
I'm going to be Googling that one.
Merry Christmas, Everybody. But I will say this one comes with a caution because there are certain songs that can be done over and over and over again, and some people need to just let it go. So so that's one that, you know, if I can hear it by those, that's good. And then Oh, I kind of hate admitting this.
Uh-oh. Okay, confession time. Let's hear it.
Captain Sensible and One Christmas Catalog. You know we're never going to hear the end of this.
You've been converted. Okay.
We're never going to
live this
down. So
there's one message from this podcast. Okay. Apparently, you better check that one out.
Yes, definitely. All right. So I am also going to do one last thing, Mr. West.
Uh-oh. Okay.
This is just a song that's been on my mind a lot lately, and it's a reflection of the year that we've had in 2020. A lot of people are going through some very tough times. And
indeed.
I do believe that music is a way it can lift us. It can lift our spirits, our minds and thoughts, our
most
hearts.
Definitely.
It can bind us in many ways. So I'm adding a New Year's Eve song.
Okay.
And I really think people just need to hear the lyrics. It's not a holiday song at all, but it is The Counting Crows Along December.
Oh.
And the first lines of that is, along December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. So on New Year's Eve
that should be our
for
theme
2021,
song.
I am going to be thinking about that song. All right.
That's a good choice.
Mr. West, Afternoon Drive Ho.
I liked that. Could I be the Afternoon Drive Ho? I like that.
If I didn't have a clean rating, I'd put it in there.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. West, Afternoon Drive host on Utah's Classic Alternative 103.1 The Wave. Thank you so much for chatting with me
on the Sleigh Bells
and Mistletoe Christmas podcast.
I feel like I feel like I'm ready for Christmas now. I'm in the mood.
See, you only thought I was a traffic princess. You had idea.
You're very multi-talented, no question.
I do like a little bit of Christmas, and I love a lot of music. So thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Have
a Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas. Happy and safe New Year to you as well.
Thank you.